Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest, meteorologist Mark McGinnis, over 20 years of severe weather forecasting and communications experience, an authority on forensic meteorology, and we are coming into the winter season. We're here. Now, fortunately, it's been kind of dry around here, but, you know, we do have these big storms every so often. We had one a few weeks ago, and there were a lot of people that got stuck on the roads, didn't have the proper stuff with them. What would happen if you have to live off the grid? Let's say we had a severe storm and you lost power and you couldn't get power back for a few days. Could you live off the grid, as they say? Mark McGinnis joins us. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fine, and we're glad you're with us. We're glad you're with us. I read something the other day that we're not going to get that much snow in this part of the country. Is that true or not?
Well, along the coast, that might verify, but as you guys probably already aware, interior New England, just to your north, they've had a real good start to ski season. So generally, when you see snow early in the season, that usually bodes that you're going to see an average to an above-average snowfall. So I think northern New England probably going to see a healthy amount of snow for the rest of the winter.
Now, Mark, you're talking about being prepared, and, you know, we say on this show, and, you know, there are thousands of shows across the country that say it every time this year, be prepared. I think a lot of Americans, Mark, are kind of lulled into this acceptance that, yeah, if I lose power, it's only going to be for a few hours, which sometimes is exactly what happens. But, you know, we got hit with this. The only storm we've really had here, Mark, in Connecticut a few weeks back, we got nailed on one Monday afternoon where
big time.
You had cars abandoned on the road. And this is Connecticut. We're not Alabama here. So, preparation still is front of mind here.
Yeah, and the big key is don't underestimate the impact of the storm, and don't overestimate your ability to handle the storm. And I think that's when you do both of those, that's when you have issues, people abandoning cars, or even worse during the course of these storms. So absolutely being prepared, whether it's in your car or at home, is critical. And the best time to do that is weeks before the storm even hits. So you can do things today that'll get you prepared for the next storm, if it's a week away, or maybe it's 2 months away, or maybe it's a year away.
McGinnis.
No,
McGinnis.
Special
guest today.
Yeah.
So how do you look at it? Is this going to be a mild winter? Is it going to be a tough winter?
Yeah, good question, yeah.
Can you make a prediction of some kind?
Yeah, you know, excellent question. So along the coast, and we'll say the coastal states of New England, it's looking like temperatures will be at or even slightly above average. Precipitation looks like it will be above average as well, to average. And what does that mean? Well, it means that we're keeping an eye on something called El Nino, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Yep.
But that's the heating of the Pacific thousands of miles away. Seems like, hey, how can that bother us? Well, it's such a large area, it has impacts around the world. And one of them is the southern United States will be more active. And that means storms will be going from west to east across the southern United States. When that happens, when we see that pattern, especially in late January, February, and March, it increases the chances for nor'easters to come up the coast. And that's something you guys are going to have to keep an eye on. They happen every winter in Connecticut, but this winter there might be a few more than average going up the coast.
Really?
That means not only more rainfall, but it also means an increased chance of seeing some snow and ice during the winter as well.
So what should people have in their homes, Mark? And Mark
right
McGinnis,
now.
Is
yeah.
That, yeah, I mean, some of this stuff
good
is
question.
Obvious, but, you know, on the off chance that one of these storms may knock out power for a day or so, what should people definitely have?
Well, they should take a survey outside the home and then also go inside the home to be properly prepared. So outside the home, what you want to make sure is take a survey. If you have big trees around your property or especially near your house, do you have any dead, diseased branches or entire trees? You don't want those falling off in a big storm and hitting your house. Number two, keep your gutters clear. So if there's leaf litter in there, If there are pine needles in there, you got to clean them out. You want that water to go off the roof and away from the foundation of your house. So if you can do that simple survey, and that's something you can do anytime, hey, great, that's a great first start. Because when we get into these winter storms, they're different from hurricanes. Hurricanes, people evacuate. Winter storms, you want to kind of just huddle up in your house and stay safe. So now let's talk about the inside of your house. When you're inside your house, some of these bigger storms, and you guys mentioned one just a couple weeks back, you can lose power 1 to 2 days, and that's common in the bigger storms. So you want to make sure that you have an emergency kit inside your house, so a
Absolutely.
Flashlight, extra batteries, first aid kit. You want to make sure you have enough medicine for a day or two. A battery-powered radio, because we're going to assume in these bigger storms with ice and wind that we're going to lose power for at least a little bit. Maybe it's only half an hour to an hour, but it could be a day or two in some of the stronger storms. And then if we do lose power, the big concern during the winter is, how are you going to stay warm? Do you have a fireplace? When was the last time it was cleaned? Is it safe to use? And if you don't have a fireplace, do you want to have a backup power plan? Do you want to have a generator to help run your heater to keep your house warm?
Well, again, good advice. I'm glad that we had a chance to talk to you, and we're going to stay on top of it because there's always something. I'll never forget just a few weeks ago.
That was bad on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in the middle of that.
You were in the middle of it.
Yeah,
it took
luckily,
me almost an hour to get into this
building
here where I broadcast.
That's a whole nother story. Mark, do you have a website or some place that people can check out your stuff?
Absolutely. So Generac Power Systems was kind enough to connect us this morning.
Yep.
They have a great website for resource. Obviously, we couldn't cover everything today, but if you go to Generac.com, there's a section there called Be Prepared. You can print out these pages. It has best checklists for before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm.
Okay.
You follow even a few of those checklists, you're going to be much better prepared for the next storm.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
That's great.
Meteorologist Mark McGinnis. Mark, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, Brad, more and more people now.
We got to talk to him again.
Yeah. And, you know, more and more people, Brad, especially who live in storm areas of the country like the Northeast and in the Midwest, a lot of people now, because they become a little more affordable, a lot of folks are putting generators on their house. Yeah.
You go buy homes.
Yeah.
You got generator.
Yeah, next to the air conditioner
That's
outside,
right.
you know, because,
right.
you know, years ago they were really expensive and they were loud
and
you know, they had a smokestack on them, you know. But now some of these new generators are just the size of your air conditioning unit.
I know.
They can run the whole house for a couple of days.
Well, I'm glad that we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, we should get into this this year so we won't get into some problems that we've already had.
No, you don't want that.